This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Some of us got a little carried away with our rhetoric when the Berlin Wall came down in 1989. It was not quite the clear-cut victory of market-based capitalism over central planning that some made it out to be. That's because what passes for a market economy on both sides of the Atlantic contains a stronger dose of governmental planning, coordination, and regulation than we sometimes admit. A cynical person might say that when you join the democratic political system to a market economy, you get a world where the private sector delivers the results and politicians take the credit. In that sense, it's probably harmless, but a bit silly to give presidents credit for strong economies or blame for economic stumbles. Much of what grows the economy is done behind the scenes by businesses, banks, utilities, and real estate developers pursuing their own self-interests. But from state government all the way down to mayors and community organizations, government greases the wheels of growth as well. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.